AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional American? That's the big question that we all want to know. Are you that exceptional American? And I think you are that exceptional American. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, a lot of things to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio. If you'd like to call in, going to retrain everybody in this call-in business. If you'd like to call in, please do so. The telephone number here is 215-TOP-TALK. 215-TOP-TALK. Yes, it's kind of like a talker's paradise. a talker's paradise here on Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, I don't know. It's got that little song buzzing around in my head. Dun, 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 dun. You know, that sort of thing. Anyway, welcome to the show. Like I said, a lot of things going on. Donald Trump starting to clean house. Started this morning with the resignation of one of the communications staffers. I think it's downhill for Rance Priebus. Rance Priebus. And, of course, in the second hour, we talked quite a bit about Dianne Feinstein's husband, Richard Blum. Oh, yes, U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein. Yeah, that one. He sits on the regents of the UC system. I don't know about connecting dots, ladies and gentlemen, but there's a billion little dots right there. Subatomic particles, Orville Dam, UC system. I don't know why I think nuclear weapons research, Lawrence Livermore, Sandia Lab. The list goes on and on and on with Richard Blum. Oh, and the China connection. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Oh, by the way, all of us terrible, terrible terrorists out there. A fake news story surfaces from a story from last year that was a fake news story from Newsweek. Going around again, and we're intercepting it. We're pulling that torch out of the air. We're grabbing a hold of that spear. You see, this is one of the things. You get fake news, and then you get reprocessed news. And a lot of people don't look at the dates of the news story sometimes. Oh, I can't believe this is happening. You're shocked. You find it on the social media outlets. I'm shocked that this is going on. Well, but, you know, shocker is this article, this story came out over a year ago. There's a story that came out in Newsweek about domestic terrorists. They're worse than ISIS. Far worse than ISIS, these domestic terrorists. And, of course, they're talking about Tea Party members. Veterans returning from the wars, having to get, you know, give up their weapons. You know, what better way to disarm our veterans than with psychotropic medications? You all have post-traumatic stress disorder. So, therefore, you must be medicated. And when you're medicated, I'm sorry, you don't have a right to a weapon any longer. Right? How many of you veterans out there have given up your right to own a weapon because why? You're being treated with psychotropic medications, which forbids you from owning a weapon. Perfect scheme. We covered this years ago, by the way. We were so alarmed by this. We work with the American Land Forces Institute, Chris Street and myself. Oh, excuse me. I got to get that. I love that. The American Land Forces Institute. And that institute was very, very alarmed at the massive amount of psychotropic medications being given to our veterans. And we were pounding on the table. We talked to people at the University of California, Irvine. We talked to other universities around the nation that were in also doctors, neurologists, deeply concerned about the treatment of our veterans being given these psychotropic medications when there's other ways to eliminate the problem. Just a little bit. Another way to disarm we Americans. California is kind of interesting. Speaking of disarmament, how they're rapidly trying to pass all kinds of laws through the state, California state legislature to disarm Californians. In other words, create a stranglehold on the Second Amendment in California. This has been going on ruthlessly. By the way, where's the NRA in all this? Hello? Hello? Anybody have the phone number out there for the NRA? They have been vacuous in California for a long time. This is where they get their most money from, the NRA, yet they don't support California in terms of the Second Amendment rights for people like myself. They just let the, you know, California legislature. They could be a real tool against these legislators, but they're not. We don't see it. By the way, and listen, I'm not just saying this idly. I used to be a member. I'm out. Since Grover Norquist has been on that board. Grover Norquist. Yeah, you know Rance Priebus? The man who brought you Rance Priebus instead of Michael Steele. Am I connecting a dot for you, ladies and gentlemen? I think so. Rance Priebus, who was introduced at the Republican Party convention in January of 2011. This is the leadership convention. Those that are running the party. And they tossed out after eight ballots, Michael Steele, who brought to you the 2010 election results, sweeping into the House conservative Republicans. I guess there's no threat there to Rhino Republicans, right? There was no threat. Paul Ryan, supposedly a conservative. Mitt Romney, we find out that these are the worst of the worst. But who brought him in? Grover Norquist. Mr. Muslim Brotherhood friend, Grover Norquist. Now, I sound a little harsh about this. It's time to move on, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to point these people out to you and everybody else. What's going on here with Grover Norquist? So he's now on the board of, or was, I shouldn't even say that. Maybe he's been removed. I made a little bit of a scene at CPAC 2 years ago when I was asked about, hey, on your radio show, could you mention the NRA? I said, no. I said, absolutely not. I said, I'm not mentioning you for nothing after what you've done in California, or not done. And I know the NRA outside of Washington has an office in California. I don't even know where it's at. Maybe it's San Francisco right next to Dianne Feinstein. Maybe Richard Blum assisted. Now, I know Donald's really backed by the NRA, and I appreciate that. That's a good venue, a lot of exposure. Fine, use it. But I want some exposure in California of the NRA heeling down on these, on Kevin De Leon, the communist, that are trying to disarm Californians, the most populous state in the union, being disarmed. Can you imagine? Boy, what headway that would be for the globalists, huh? The Pope would love that. Jerry Brown's all over it. These are the kind of things we struggle against out here in California. But getting back to Richard Blum and Dianne Feinstein and the whole thing that's going on at the UC system and this whole fake news thing that popped up. You see, girlfriend has troubles of her own in the UC system. And, of course, now people are starting to wonder about what did they find on Anthony Weiner's computer that may implicate the UC system? Inquiring minds want to know. Just a thought. Maybe those parties, after all, shouldn't be funded by the UC system or one of the private endowments of the UC system. Probably just in bad taste. Just a minor little indiscretion. Maybe. One dot to the next. After the break, we're going to take you to another dot and drag you kicking and screaming to the next one. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage directly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. 215-TOP-TALK, 215-TALK, TOP-TALK, there you go. 215-867-8255. If you want to call in, 215-867-8255. Say that again, 215-867-8255. Talking about Fox News, I just have to say this because I have been talking to friends in the media world, of course, and you know everybody's asking the question now, what are we going to do without Fox News? And, of course, I've been responding. People have been coming to my radio show and to other news outlets and so on. And so we talk amongst ourselves, several of us do, and we have discovered that it's Fox News going away is good for us. and you know, they're not going to go away entirely, but it's clear they've made a shift to the left and they're suffering for it. Their ratings are going down. I think they're really going down big time. And it's too bad. It's a fabulous organization, and Roger Ailes did a fabulous job putting that together for the Murdochs, who kicked him in the teeth, of course. Which is the way of the world, right? For the progressives. Oh, I'm sorry, Murdoch himself. Who's not a progressive? His kids are. His boys are. And they're the ones that are large and in charge now. So you're going to continue to see the destruction. And, of course, Hannity has been pressured like crazy. We talked about Sean Hannity last week. We'll bring it up again. Sean Hannity's being pressed. All of us have suffered, you know, in terms of financing for our programs and so on. This is across the board. We get it. We get it. You know, there's ways in which we have been manipulated, and not manipulated, but punished, if you will, from sponsors. And it's hurting everybody. But it's not going to stop us. I mean, that's just not going to happen. We get what's going on. We're going to do our best to fundraise or whatever we have to do to support ourselves. And I know that once people figure out what's going on, I've already had people telling me, you must be hurting because of this. And I said, well, yeah, it hurts. But the bottom line, I'm not going away. We're still going to be here, and we're still going to be a pain in the rear. Now, I bring this up because Hannity has been really under the gun, and I have an absolute boatload of respect for him. And as an example, on Sunday I met with and talked for a little bit to Chris Tanto from 13 Hours, Benghazi. And it's my first time I've actually met him. We've talked on the phone and Skyped and everything numerous times, and with his agent numerous times. And it's been, you know, he calls me brother. And I got to tell you, coming from a guy like Tanto, calling me brother, it's an honor. And I'm really honored by that. Now, I put Sean Hannity in the same realm as Tanto. You know who he is. He's the goatee guy from 13 Hours, the Benghazi attack, and it was one of the six global response people that was there who saved about 30 people's lives, 32, I think. He's that guy. He's one of those guys. And I happened to go back. Chris Street and I were so blessed, if you will, because of our reporting that we did. And sort of as recognition and thank you, we were invited back to the premiere in Dallas, which we went. And it was really a neat experience because we got to meet a lot of different actors, not the actors, but real players in that type of realm. It was quite an honor. And then likewise, going back to CPAC, I watched Sean Hannity confront everybody head on and talk about Donald Trump. And support Donald Trump in a seething, frothing sea of hatred generated by Glenn Beck and Mark Levin and Fox News contributors.
I think the development that we've been reporting today, and the New York Times has also gotten this from Trump sources, that the Russians were the ones who broached this initial contact with Kushner, that could be something of a game changer about the dynamics and who might be in the wrong.
Explain the reason to differentiate that. Why could that be significant?
Well, because the way that the Washington Post reported it and the way that a lot of official Washington is handling this news is that Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of the president, elect at that point, called up the Russians or contacted the Russians, said, hey, let's get together, let's chat, I want to talk about some things, and by the way, let's do it at your secure facility over your secure system. That looks a little unusual, frankly, to a lot of people, including Senator McCain, as we just heard. But if it was the Russians saying, hey, you guys just got elected, let's establish some sort of a chat, Kushner and Trump, they're new, you know, neophytes at the whole political thing. They might have said, oh, sure, we want to talk about policy. We want to talk about Syria, which was allegedly what the topic of conversation was. Where should we do it? Then the question is, who suggested a Russian facility? Was that to hide it from U.S. intelligence or just to make sure that it was a secure line and maybe they didn't know?
And put a fine point on that, because the New York Times reporting is suggesting that they wanted to go offline because they did not trust the outgoing administration.
Yeah, maybe because
True.
Perhaps because maybe they thought the outgoing administration might leak things that might be damaging to the new president. And it seems like those fears have been confirmed by so many of the leaks that we've seen, a number of which have very clearly come from former officials from the previous administration.
Gee, I think maybe Donald Trump was onto something there, don't you think? Who could trust that last administration, especially now in light of more things? More from Guy Benson.
I'm not necessarily arguing that that unto itself justifies the entire setup here. We don't know. We have two conflicting reports with conflicting leaks. I think we should hear from Kushner himself, probably under oath, about what happened. But I am saying you can understand why a new administration might look at the Obama team and say, these are hostile folks to us. They don't agree with our agenda. We don't agree with theirs. Let's find a way to back channel with Russia, to talk about some of this stuff offline before we get things rolling. That unto itself is not a scandal and not even necessarily unusual.
Now, I want to say something about Guy Benson, Mr. Seething, frothing, Donald Trump-hating person. And he was. He was all that and more, ladies and gentlemen, at CPAC. Boy, has he turned tight on that one, hasn't he? I want to thank him because I have bashed him badly. Maybe somebody's awoken him with Trump. He gave a very good report there. Very sensible, very balanced. We don't know. And talked about the outgoing administration. Maybe we have somebody at Fox News who said, wait a minute, Trump's on to something here. Maybe we got some fair and balanced reporting from Guy Benson. I just want to say thank you, Guy Benson. And listen, those of you that have heard me talk about Guy Benson and Katie Pavlich and so on, how much they were so hate-filled toward Donald Trump at CPAC. Remember the Never Trumpers? They were the Never Trumpers. Now, I don't see much of Katie anymore. I wonder why. She's around. But I do know that during that time, their reporting of Donald Trump was not fair and balanced. So I do want to point it out, though, that say hallelujah, brother. Maybe someone has come to Jesus on Donald Trump. I don't think Guy Benson would come to Jesus, but you know what I'm saying. Maybe there has been a turn in some of that reporting, which is good. Which I'm just, you know, don't we need some light at the end of the tunnel? Especially in Fox News realms, which is starting to darken its tunnel. Going to the left, the bad swing to the left. It's interesting that somebody would react going to the right and doing something sensible. See, I have faith in everybody, even the haters out there that can be converted to hopers. Thanks, Guy. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I'm
well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships, but we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And it's really kind of interesting to pull in the Janet Napolitano situation at UC System and the lavish dinners and parties and so on that they've been allowing themselves to have over the years. One of them was a $17,000 night that was paid for by one of their private endowments. It just so happened it was the night before they decided that they were going to the very next day raise tuition on UC students. Isn't that nice? We're so glad you're doing that to our university students. By the way, it's kind of interesting that, if you are a student in high school in California and you've got like a 4.5 GPA and you've got all these clubs, all these organizations, and you meet the demanding criteria of the UC system, well, guess what? There isn't a seat for you. The UC system stopped taking California students as a priority years ago. You get to go to the back of the bus, you evil California students. UC system doesn't like you. Nah, they don't like you at all. They think you're evil, coming from that evil education system in California. Evil. Yeah, that's the way these people think. Oh, why? I'm sorry. I forgot that part. They would give your seat away to somebody from overseas. You see, because they get extra special out-of-state tuition for those people where you don't pay out-of-state tuition. Because, you know, you're kind of a privileged lot because your parents and you, by the way, if you've been working as a student, have paid into the UC system. It's sort of a privilege of, and so, supposedly a privilege, to be able to go to a public education system in California, if you're a Californian. I'm, hello? But no longer are you put to the front. No, in fact, on balance, you're just not even considered first. You're not even considered to be a first debt. No, if you come from another state, if you come from another country in particular, you get to pay a premium, extra special money to the UC. They want that money. They don't want you. Even though you're completely qualified. Listen, I've sat down with many students in this situation before. That's what Janet Napolitano brings to the table. More greed for the UC system. Oh, but let's go ahead and lavish ourselves with a party or two. But there's another element to this, and I brought the Anthony Weiner situation up. What about this one?
Silence from Washington on the Seth Rich case should scare the hell out of you. You have a DNC staffer shot dead in the streets of Washington. Not only that, you have a mountain of evidence suggesting that he is the WikiLeaks source. Which means, by the way, because they're not idiots in Washington, that means people in Washington know he was the source. And I'm talking about Democrats and Republicans. Seth Rich is the card that would bring the entire house down. I'm talking the DNC, I'm talking the media. This destroys the credibility of anyone and everyone that's been pushing this Russia story. And if Republicans know that they have this card that can totally bring down the opposition, and I mean in a permanent way, and if they are not using that card, either the RNC has a vested interest in not taking down their opposition, and I'm talking about every senator and every congressman, because all it would take is one putting a little pressure on the local police department or one guy at the FBI with a little bit of weight stepping in and say, hey, we have reason to believe this DNC staffer was the WikiLeaks source. We're going to take over this investigation. It just takes one. It just takes one. And the fact that not even one person involved in this fiasco has stepped forward and tried to do the right thing should scare the hell out of you. The one person with any kind of platform, Sean Hannity, steps up, decides to start asking the right questions. And what happens? What happens immediately afterwards? They try to crucify him. They are scared. This can't just be swept under the carpet. That's power they don't have anymore. So as terrified as you should be of this situation, I promise you they are more terrified. Seth Rich died trying to do the right thing. It's time people stood up and said, we're not going to take this anymore. We're not going to allow an elite class to shoot us dead in the streets like a dog. We're not going to allow a complicit media that's basically just a propaganda wing for the elites. Tell us what to think. The elites are so used to the rule of law not applying to them. It's escalated and escalated. It's escalated to the point to where they're literally murdering people right in front of us. I'm disgusted. And if you let them take down Sean Hannity or anyone else, you are saying it's okay to shoot us dead in the streets. We cannot let this go.
Huh. Seth Rich. Enter stage right, Seth Rich. Enter stage left, Anthony Weiner. I wonder, I mean, see, I'm just like really curious now. I'm wondering about what's in those Seth Rich emails and documents out there. Now, you know, we've had Scott Adams on the show. We've had Chris Street on the show talking about Seth Rich, talking about the implications. I just wonder if all of a sudden people are starting to get a little concerned about Seth Rich and Anthony Weiner. And I wonder if it's affecting Janet Napolitano and decisions that she's making now with the help of Richard Blum. Oh, I'm sorry. Richard Blum is Dianne Feinstein's husband. Senator. Yeah, Dianne. Die, we call her. As opposed to Barbara Boxer, we called her Babs. She's no longer there. Now we have Kamala Harris. Some people term Obama in an address. I have some respect for Kamala Harris. I want to say this right now. She came out and visited the Oroville Dam where Jerry Brown was hiding under his desk. Remember? She actually came out. She came out with all the other Republican politicians and who stood on the dam in solidarity, basically, with people like myself and others to say, wait a minute, there's a problem here. Let's help everybody out. They stood for help, and she did, too. And I'm adamantly opposed to her politics. Don't get me wrong. But I was very happy to see her there, and I will defend her for that. She knew there was a problem of bigger proportions. She got it. But at least she showed up and represented herself. Now, everything else, forget it. She's fair game on the politics part. But I will defend her for that because it was good to see that support. Dianne Feinstein, honey, you didn't show up. Jerry Brown, no, hiding under the desk deep in the bowels of his office where it's really dark and damp, where the rest of the cockroaches live, that's Jerry Brown. That was Jerry Brown. Dianne Feinstein, she's out there cavorting with Richard Blum, her husband, who's a UC region and wanted to get ahead of the system. The problem that they have at the UC system is that they were paying for all these extravagant parties. Now, Dianne, the Democrats, they always come out and visit California, don't they? And they're always coming out and cavorting and having all kinds of vast, extravagant dinner parties for fundraisers for Democratic candidates. Oh, in Hollywood in particular. Now, again, this is dot dragging time right here on Agenda 21 Radio. It's, you know, today I've drugged you to several dots. Hollywood in the UC system, fundraising, massive parties paid for, by the way, not by the regents, but paid for by endowments to the UC system. For all these, I wonder if any of that money makes it to Hollywood for their parties. And I wonder if the parties don't coexist. Maybe we should look that up in Anthony Weiner's computer. Or in Seth Rich's WikiLeaks. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Another dot connected.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Sign the petition. Northern California residents are calling upon local, state, and federal representatives to begin now making the necessary regional infrastructure improvements to facilitate the timely evacuation of our communities before the next natural disaster. The Oroville Dam crisis is the third natural disaster in recent decades that necessitated large-scale evacuations in our region. Evacuees were trapped by traffic bottlenecks, narrow stretches of Highway 65, flooded back roads, and the absence of posted evacuation routes. Each of these infrastructure failures can and should be fixed before the inevitable next evacuation is necessary. Please sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition, and you can do so by going to www.evacuationroads.com. That's www.evacuationroads.com. Sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition. Sign the petition.
Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
I'm just going to check it out and see what other kind of trouble we can get into. What other dot can we jump on? What other bandwagon? Anyway, you know, if you want to call in, you can do so. It's area code 215-867-8255. And stay on topic, please. You know, some people want to talk, and I'm not letting them on because you're not wanting to talk about what we're talking about. It's other things. No marijuana things, please. You know, if you're going to call in and want to, you know, lambaste me about marijuana or whatever, you're not going to get on the air. You know, we just pull that plug right away, and we can, you know, we have delay, so you don't get your info out. It's, you know, and no profanities. You know, listen, when you start, listen, when you call in, you're going to be prompted to type in what your topic is, you know. Don't start off the discussion with the F word. Okay? That will not get you on the air. It will not. I mean, come on. You know, we have a beautiful system for talking here. And thanks to Scott Adams and everybody at Red State Talk Radio, you get to type in a little note to me. You know, sometimes these notes get to be long. I get it. And you can call in and type in a note, and just leave me the note if you want me to talk about it. A lot of people have been doing that, and also the agenda21radio.news website. You can go there. We've got three email addresses, and you can sort it out as you go through the pages on the website and all the different stories and stuff. But the situation with our emails to me, paul@a21r.news. Excuse me, .news and .com. Paul@agenda21radio.news is the other one. So you can get a hold of me that way. And I get tons, and I'm not getting to them right now. I'm being a bad boy. Because I am not. You know, we're talking about other things here. We wanted to get that Seth Rich information in before the end of the show. You know, show prep has been kind of interesting lately. Because, you know, with the advent of Fox News kind of going away as a conservative talk monster, and all the left-wing swinging things going on. I was very refreshed by Guy Benson, by the way. And I do want to say that. I'll just shout out to Guy Benson as well. He did a good job on that whole thing about the Russians did it business. And but, you know, everybody's turning away from Fox and looking around for other places to get news. And there's tons of places, by the way. You know, Fox News isn't just the holy grail of conservative news. It's nice to have that pillar there. Fast going away, though. And, you know, give it a couple of years and it'll be, you know, MSNBC. But by the way, MSNBC, my goodness, they've been pulling up in the ratings quite a bit, and people have been turning to them. My point is this, is that more people, as we've discovered, have been tuning into our YouTube channel and, of course, our channel here on Agenda 21 Radio during the radio shows, and also really slamming hard our podcast, which we appreciate. So podcasts are put up right after the show. We got that whole system worked out for us, so you guys, no more complaints about that, please. And, like, you know, I mean, sometimes if something happens and it doesn't get posted, that's a machinery problem. We'll straighten that out. But anyway, so and people have been dying for the news, basically. I mean, Seth Rich, you know. Boy, that's a plain, that's a true statement, isn't it? That is a true statement, Seth Rich. There's just so much stuff that's going to come out, and it's starting to come out. That's okay, a conversation with another show host this morning before the show. Because sometimes we, you know, we do communications amongst one another. Hey, what about this? What do you know about that? You know, that's really sort of thing. It's nice to communicate. But, you know, I don't listen to other radio shows very much. Sometimes I hear Savage. But, you know, I did not understand this. I always thought that before I did radio back in the 80s, I always thought that show hosts talked to one another because they all had pretty much the same thing. And then I found out the reality check is they don't. A lot of them don't. They don't talk to one another, and they don't listen to one another. And I didn't understand why they didn't listen to one another, you know, because you think, well, show prep. And Rush Limbaugh, it was interesting. I always used to hear him say, radio host, your show prep will begin in 5 minutes or something like that. You know. And come to find out, the reality check is that once you got into radio, very little of that happens. Yeah, I just depend upon my own content and my own delivery, everything, my own production stuff. I have my production standards, and this is what we do. This is what we do here because, you know, it's the art of imitation in talk radio. It's hard to do. You just can't do it. I can't imitate somebody else, nor would I think other people can imitate me. That's just the way it works. And I guess that's the purity of the radio, of the conservative radio. Truth doesn't have many, you can't deviate from the truth too much. And, you know, that's what happens when you have the narcissistic lying thing going on, such as the sociopathic liar that Obama is and everybody else. They are so good at it. But sometimes they get stumbled up, and that's good, you know. You can get they're so good, and you're supposed to believe everything they say every moment of the day, that there's this little thing called recall, a little thing called the computer that brings you back to sense. Now, by the way, it's interesting that there were charges leveled against the president of, listen to this, of the UC Davis, that she was paying, we call them trolls, paying trolls, students, to actually go and clean up any negative stories against her on the internet. Just search it out. Just take off the stories. And we know this is out there. There are those amongst us that would love to do that. They just destroy your websites, obliterate the stories, selectively pick off stories out of websites in the go back in the history of the websites, and pull stories out that would be damning to them or a church or an organization. And, you know, you go back and you check it out and you go, hey, where's that? What's so, because, you know, we save our everything into other areas that don't get contaminated by that. But my point is that that's what goes on, those evildoers. UC Davis. Oh, part of the University of California system, by the way. You know, UC Berkeley and Janet Napolitano. There's another dot. Anyway. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Either one of those addresses works. You can email me, paul at a21r.com or paul at agenda21radio.news. Either one of those, you'll get it to me. Also, the deaf silencing system, I guess you can say, keeping your telephone conversations silent. No one can listen. The deaf system. Go to our website, agenda21radio.news, and check it out. It's the blue banner on the right-hand side with the lock on it. You can get all details and information about the deaf system, how to protect your conversations and keep them quiet, silent. NSA can't even get into it. Wow. Anyway, a couple of things here as we wrap this up. Chris Street reporting, and we're going to have him on the show tomorrow. California fracking boom set to lift U.S. production to new record. And Jerry Brown approves of fracking. I wonder why. Could it be that it's his ranch that has oil shale underneath it, and he just drilled 8 new water wells there? Jerry, you environmentalist, you. Who wants to tear down dams or let them blow up? I don't know. Thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen, to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And like I say at this time of the radio show, thanks to many of the veterans who have kept us free as a strong country. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.